Welcome back, guys, to Just Your Average Everyday Church Boys. I am your host, Benji.
Boy.
Alongside me, I've got Peter.
How you doing?
Jonah.
Yeah, man.
And Jordan.
That's me.
How are we boys doing?
We're doing pretty good. It's been a pretty good day. Very productive, I feel.
It's been a very productive day.
Super productive. Boys do be quite good, yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. We boys.
Like we've done a lot, and we've made a lot of ground. So
we have.
I think so.
Even had lunch.
We did have lunch.
Like,
it was a bit cute.
It's always good to eat.
Food's important.
Mm.
Well, I mean, the thing that made it productive was we did a bit of a photo shoot.
Yeah. We got some photos done today, which you guys have already seen by the point that if you're listening to this right now, then you should have seen them because they should be on our socials.
If not, get on the socials.
Jump on it.
Then you can see them.
Mm. Big.
It is big.
And there's probably a few you haven't seen.
Probably some that we're keeping.
There is more to come.
There's always more. You can't show all your cards at once.
Absolutely. But yeah, we're doing good. It's been a good day.
Mm.
I will say, photo shoot, good moments.
They are good moments.
Very good moments.
Like, I know I've been close with you guys for a long time, but I haven't been that close.
Like, physically
close to a different level.
Yeah, there's a few close photos.
Yeah, well, most of the time, we're pretty, like, personal space sort of people.
I've lived my whole life like that.
I mean,
I know you have, yeah.
The set that we do the podcast on, we picked the biggest couches that we could possibly find.
I know, Jordan and I sit on these single, like, couches. But if you like, put your arms on the rest.
They're just
again. You would have probably seen them.
Yeah, you might. They're big. Seen these photos.
We're quite spread out.
But like, if I feel like I'm on a throne almost.
Oh yeah, it does seem.
It's
like
real so throne like. That is very true.
Very very true.
So yeah, being up close and personal was interesting.
I was gonna say I'm fine with it.
Peter, not a problem.
Now is that a for some of us? I'm just curious to know. Was that like the first photo shoot in that sort of way, where it's not like a wedding or something else like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
And I just want to say, I'm a bit of a natural.
Oh, not to toot your own horn.
Yeah, I'm humble as well.
I was going to say, I don't think I have any experience. I know that my sister's done proper photo shoots.
Oh, yeah.
The only photo shoots I've done are weddings and a few for being a college captain.
Which are school photos.
Yeah, but they're still like a school stuff, photo shoot, but not quite.
It was in discussion of making a portfolio for me with Maddie once. That was funny. I'd still do that, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm down, yeah.
All right. Yeah. I think the only few sort of photo shoots my wife's a photographer and she takes amazing photos.
Mm.
She
does.
Is
the one who took our photos.
I've been in a couple of photos for her where she's just like, oh, mucking around, having some fun. And then we have our engagement photos that are pretty sweet. And then, of course, like wedding ones. But, you know, the wedding ones are great. But I'm just saying, like,
the wedding ones are great.
That I think we've all been in wedding.
Well, the thing I love about wedding ones is like
your wedding photos.
Everybody's all dressed up, you know, everybody's having a great time.
Oh yeah.
It's just good vibes.
If it's going right.
Yeah.
You're hoping everyone's having a good time.
In the case of Jonah and Maddie's wedding, it was going right.
Everything was going right. The only big stressful moment was before because I just forgot to like because we were gonna take communion and I just forgot to bring the bread.
Oh, I thought you were gonna talk about
what else went wrong?
No, when Rainier was joking that he forgot the ring.
He said it so many times I had to actually say, I need you to stop.
I think it was like every 5 minutes.
Because I was like genuinely stressing. And I was like, nah.
The first one on the car on the way there.
That one did freak you out.
I saw your face and you were just like,
I was like, I'm ready to.
It was pretty funny.
I'm like, nah. Now is not the time. But you know. It was a good time.
It was a good car ride, actually.
In terms of, like, kind of organized photo shoot, no, that was probably my first one.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Many more to come, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I felt pretty good about it.
Yeah, it went pretty well, I think.
No, it went very well. I would agree with that. It went very well.
I think we did.
Couldn't really ask for much more. Just smooth sailing.
Excellent. So good.
Oh, I just feel good.
At this point of recording, we don't know exactly how the photos turned out, but they are going to be incredible. Great.
We have faith that they're going to come out.
Yeah.
Top notch.
I mean,
I trust my wife. She's taking the photos.
I'm in them. We're fine.
You're not in all of them.
Wow, the ego up in here. Goodness.
Wow, I just like looking into a mirror.
Wow.
Ego double on this side egos on that side goodness. Of the room.
Yeah, well, I feel like I'm the one to be a bit more ego-ish, you know?
I was going to say we are more ego...
Egocentric.
Boys.
Egotistical.
Egotistical.
It is quite funny, though, when you're being egotistic, Benjamin, because you're just like, I know.
It's kind of, I know I'm the best. It's kind of 50-50, like, joking and not joking at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost when...
It's like, to the extent you're just like, I'm not a douchebag, but... I am aware, and I'm happy with the way that I look.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, if it's almost in a sarcastic.
If someone compliments you, you're not gonna. If you do actually look good, you're gonna be like, "Well, yeah, that was the intention behind it."
But it's like there's no like a, you don't do a whole. Oh yeah, thanks. That means a lot. You just go. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
We know ourselves, and we're happy in our skin.
I think it's funny.
Well, that was like the other week at work. One of my bosses came in, said hi back.
Naturally.
And then they were just like, you look pretty good today, man. I was like, yeah, I know.
Got it. Then I kind of brought like
every other day.
Yeah, I kind of brought it down. I was like, thanks.
But thank you.
Just to like clarify, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, just happy. Just always happy.
Happy's good.
Till I'm in a mood.
Triggered Benji.
Yeah. Ooh. Triggered Benji is different. Different.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, I can see why it would be funny.
Yeah.
What, Triggered Benji?
Triggered Benji, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny.
I was going to say, I see a lot of it.
It's usually with the video games.
What?
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
I could hear that. I could hear you being like that.
And then it's back to singing worship songs.
Yeah. then I'm calm.
That's that perfect transition.
Yeah, wash, rinse, repeat.
That
yeah.
perfect Swings transition.
You want to say it one more time for good luck?
The perfect transition.
There you go.
The perfect transition.
Perfect transition. You know, because like...
The perfect click.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, snap. Big.
So, yeah, oh, my gosh.
Good at that.
What a good segue.
What a perfect transition.
This is a good story.
Yeah, some people are probably a little bit confused. I did get thinking, like, the other week, before the whole, like, virus thing, we used to go to live, like, worship nights.
Mm.
Some of them would have a couple thousand people there. It was crazy. Ridiculous. We always somehow found ourselves...
Front left. Baby.
Front left.
Always front left.
Front left. And it was amazing every single time. Mm.
It's a good spot.
It is but a good spot.
There was this one. I want to say it was after it had finished.
Before you go too much further, we also stand front left at church.
Yeah. Yes. We always... We more often than not, we will go front left.
I think
left.
There's only been one event ever that we went front right.
One I think it was one like Ignite, and it felt a little bit weird.
Wrong.
That one, Benjamin and I were not at that one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I think it was a Christmas one.
Yeah.
Go on, though, because I love it.
I saw your front left at that one.
Oh.
Well, I wasn't there.
Yeah, we were.
I was going to say, I don't remember a front right one. I remember being told about it.
Mm. It was the one that was at, like, it was like an army thing.
Yeah, it was that one. And yeah. It was that windy, and the speaker that was above my head looked like it was going to blow over and land on my head.
Oh, yeah.
That was scary.
I think that was one of the first ones you guys went to.
No,
I don't know. It doesn't matter. We're really dragging this.
We go front left.
But the story that you were going.
Yeah, I want to say it was after we had finished.
Yeah, it was.
I think the night had finished. Was so everyone's kind of.
This was the Ignite Youth Alive.
Yeah.
Undivided.
Undivided.
Yeah. Undivided. That's how it was called.
Good or not. Great night.
Febiden?
Yep.
Yeah. That sounds about right. Mm-hmm.
I have.
But
more
everybody was
that,
like mingling. Everybody's having a good time. Jonah and I, we have this thing, like when we greet, we do.
Like a cup.
Yeah, the cup.
And then
we do a fist bump.
It's a fist bump with a click.
But we click.
Do you still do it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Absolutely.
I feel like I haven't seen that in a long time.
No.
We did it today.
Every time. We do it all the time.
There you go.
But yeah, we click on impact of the fist bump. So this night just... the night couldn't get any better.
Oh, yeah.
It did.
Oh, yeah. It's just so good.
We did our cup. It was a good cup.
Very loud.
It was
nice,
a good cup.
Nice connection. Great sound.
And then we did the fist bump click. And it sounded like one click.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so loud. And we both just kind of looked at each other and we were like, okay. Oh,
very nice.
We're like so happy. And to make things even better, like no one heard it except for this one guy.
And it was the security
guy. It was a security guy. He's just walking past. We do it. He stops, turns to us and he's like,
very nice.
Hit different.
Yeah, it hit different.
Yeah, the dude was just like, the security guard. It wasn't even a like, wow, it was a very nice.
Yeah.
Big.
Because oh my.
We were just like, nothing could have gotten better. Mm. The only thing that would have been better is if more people saw.
If the security guard had gone big.
Yes.
He went big. Yeah. On that night, I just have another story that I want to add in.
Yeah, go.
Now, at that point in time, I was not the youth pastor yet.
No.
And we were bringing one of our youth with us.
Yes.
And the best part is like...
I think I was still youth at this point.
Yeah, I think you were as well. Yeah. Yeah, you were. But there was a few of us in the car.
I think there was five of us.
Five of us.
I'm pretty sure it was a full car.
In the car, yeah.
And one of us in the car, he, while going back to the car after the night, he, for some reason, thought this random car was my car. And he got in.
He straight up
the fact that the car was unlocked.
What blew my mind was the car was open and he just walked in. And we were just like...
The rest of us kept walking.
We're just like, what are you doing? And he's just like, this is your car, isn't it? I was like, nah, dude, get out. What are you doing?
I miss that.
So
when you talk about stories in that night, that just makes me think about Youth Alive Event, high energy. The floor in there was flexing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You couldn't help but jump if everybody else was jumping, just because it would actually move you up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah. The floor was flexing. I thought we were going to go through it.
I think what's actually terrifying is when they do like the mosh pits, but they like push everyone out then run into the middle. And I got pulled into it. I was like, all right, this is where I die.
This is it. This is the end.
Yeah. This is how it happens, you know. But
speaking on that car trip, because on the way home.
Ooh. Yes, actually, that's a really good
this
story.
Night
that night was amazing.
So why did I miss out on all this?
Because you were in a different car.
In the car.
Wow.
Because
who were you with? Were you with Ray?
I reckon he was with Ray.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't.
Ray is someone who you don't know.
I
unless you're listening, Ray. Shout out.
No, I drove myself.
Because I know Jonah drove.
I gave another person a lift, if you remember that.
Yes. Because in Jonah's car was Jonah, Benjamin, myself, Jords, and Rocky.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to Jords.
But yeah,
keep going with the story. This is
on
good.
The way back.
We were coming up to a light. It was green.
Oh, yeah.
It went yellow. One of us, I believe it was Jordan.
Yeah, pretty sure. It was definitely Jordan.
He said, send it. Jonah was like, okay.
So Jonah sent it.
We fanged it around the corner.
Didn't run a red. It was still good. It was still good.
All legal.
Just.
And then every light after that, green.
Always, send it.
But can I just say, it was pretty like incredible. We were driving and there was a red light. And we were just like, boys, pray. Boys, let's pray.
We actually did.
Up. We're just like, God,
green light.
We're like, we asked that you would change this this red light to green.
And boy, did he change it.
Boom, the moment we got close, green light, let's go, send it.
Boom. Yeah.
Every light all the way up to...
It was a good like half an hour drive where it was all green lights.
All green, best night ever.
You guys went early to that one, were you?
I don't think so.
You got there after
me. We're probably on time.
Were we?
Yeah.
We weren't.
I was going to say
we weren't there when it started, but we were there before it started.
I mean, when we showed up, there was a big line.
Yeah, there was a big line when we showed up, but you were behind us in the line.
Yes.
We were behind you in the line. Mm. That's right.
Because I think we had to walk past you.
Yeah, we did. Bank.
Yeah, I think I found like some young adults from our church.
Yeah, there was a small group of you that we walked past.
Yeah.
But I mean...
What a great night.
Yeah. It was a different person anyway. So.
Fantastic night. A lot of good stories. God was doing stuff that night. It was good fun. It was great.
That was good.
That one youth who, I'm not saying his name, he knows who he is. If he's listening to this, he knows who he is. When he jumped into that.
The amount of stories about that kid.
Oh, man. when he jumped into that car, my goodness. But I reckon after that night, he has definitely not been the same. Like, God did something with him. And it's just been more and more and more.
He takes careful consideration to which car he gets into.
I think so. I think he would.
Takes a good look at it first before realizing, like, I should go in that one.
He has definitely become the main culprit for holes in the walls.
Yeah.
He's at least involved in the situation, whether he broke it or not.
He passed out at church the other week.
I mean, that wasn't his fault.
That was not his fault, but...
Again, part of the situation.
I don't know what it is.
He's a good kid.
He's great, but I don't know.
He stirs the pot. That's what he does.
He's a stirrer.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Get yourself into a rhythm. It's a beautiful thing.
What a great night. What great, like, stories.
I'll tell you what. I really miss big Christian events. It hasn't really been, like, a big one since.
Oh, yeah, I haven't been out to have one.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, as, like, a depressing
lull. It should be back soon, right?
I mean, we have culture that's not as big, obviously, but it's...
Yeah. One day.
At least something.
Big for our church.
It'll get big.
Yeah.
It's growing.
Love it. We're going to, like, listen back to this and go, like down the track and go, huh. You guys thought that was big.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah. I reckon we'll move on from there. I feel like we've really scratched the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you'd probably want to move on early as well with the main topic.
It's a big
hearty one.
Mm. I think we probably started talking about this the other week and we were like, let's save it. Let's save it for the next episode.
Even in the podcast we say save it for the podcast.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta want people to keep on coming, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta have them wanting more.
Exactly. Our topic we're going to cover is being tested by God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and what that means.
Mm.
Why it's important. All of that good
how
stuff.
How to go about it. Pretty much.
Depending on what you're being tested in. I think a very common one is patience.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I personally have been tested in patience.
Yeah, I remember.
I'm being tested in patience right now, whether it's big or anything like that.
I was going to say patience is a test that is a constant.
Mm.
It's not never really something that you get 100%, I'd say. I think there's always a person out there going, you know, I wish that would happen for me right now.
Yeah. And I think even more now than ever, patience is a bigger thing because, like, everything is so quick.
Everything's accessible.
It's
instant.
Yeah. Like, you're basically walking around with a computer on you at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have access to, like, this generation... Now. This next generation and our generation have so much access to information, like so much more than what anyone prior has had.
It's a good and a bad thing.
Yeah, there's pros and cons to it. The con being there's a lack of discipline and patience.
And because we live in this time where we can have everything now, we kind of lost how to be patient.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I was going to say the thing that does my head in with patience is when you hear about stories of people who have been waiting for this thing that God's told them for, like, 40 years, and God pulls through, and it's like, wow, you waited 40 years, and we're still like, yeah, he's going to pull through.
And we waited, like, a month for something, and we're, like, losing our mind.
But, like, God, like, we always got to remember that in situations that it's on his time. Not ours, you know. Which, of course, means that we have got to be patient.
Yeah.
Because, and I've talked about this before, like, the Bible says that he is patient for our sake.
I was going to say, you've probably heard this, and it does your head in, especially if you're in that time of being patient, is that you're being patient for him, but he's also being patient for with you.
Yeah.
So it's like, he's almost waiting for you.
Yeah, because he knows that you're like not quite ready. Like exactly. You're not quite at that point yet.
I was going to say, if he tells you to wait, wait. Trust me.
Yep.
Far out. You don't want to go through that.
Yes, and amen. What a loaded response.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I personally went through a big patience test a couple of years ago. Yeah, I probably had to wait 8 months or something like that, which at the time
felt like forever.
Ridiculous. It does feel like forever when you're
I was in school at that time, so it felt even longer.
Oh yeah.
But you know, coming out of it, I was like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and that's the thing, like now you're like better at it. Like you still get tested in patience.
Yeah, exactly.
Your patience level is better.
Mm-hmm. It's one situation where I've been tested now the third time I'm getting tested in patience in one situation.
Mm.
Wow. Frustrating, but you know. Like, I had to wait 4 months, then I had to wait, like, a year and a bit. Now I'm about 4 months deep into waiting for something again, and I tell you, it ain't fun, but I'm doing it.
Yeah, I think a big thing with patience is controlling that frustration. Because it's bound to be frustrating.
I think the thing with patience isn't, especially with God, you don't really get a choice.
Yeah.
Like, if he wants you to wait, you will wait. It's your attitude and how you go about waiting. That is what's crucial. It's your attitude towards it. For example, Peter's waiting and being patient, but he's not getting frustrated and annoyed at it all at every single time.
Look,
he's accepted it and is like, I'm going to wait.
God's joy is still within me and I completely understand that.
Exactly.
Just because I'm frustrated in a situation doesn't mean that I'm not going to let his joy show through me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, I was just out
there. Yeah.
Nah, patience, man. It's hard stuff. And, like, it's something that I think we don't fully understand often what it actually means for us to be patient. Because, like, I feel often you can say, oh, yeah, I'm being patient. But then, like, are you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they just kind of say it.
Like, they're saying they're being patient, but none of their actions or none of what they're actually doing says otherwise.
Yeah.
I think in particular amongst young people, that happens so often. Mm. Like amongst the youth, they're like, oh yeah, I'm being patient. It's like,
no, you're not.
You're demanding something.
Yeah, I was going to say being patient, to be patient, you can't be expectant of something in return.
Mm.
Like you can't be like, oh, I've waited this long, I deserve.
Mm.
Something for it.
Yeah, it's a no. You're waiting.
Yeah,
too bad.
Mm-hmm.
You're waiting. So it'll come on God's timing if it's meant to.
Yeah, yeah. And that's like the thing. If God has told you to wait and be patient, then like,
then you wait.
Then you wait
and be patient.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like, there's a reason why He's not just saying this for the sake of saying it. No, he has a solid reason as to why he wants you to wait.
You just like speaking to me right now.
I don't know.
Well, I feel like that's just what I'm doing. Wait and be patient. Yeah, that's
sorry, is that right. A bit of conviction that you're getting?
No, it's not kidding. It's not even conviction. It's just like sums up my situation right now.
Yeah.
Well, it's like with parents, it's like you just do what you're told.
Mm. Yeah, like there's a reason.
They tell you to do something, you do it.
Yeah. The back chatting, the anything like that, it doesn't get you anywhere.
Nope.
It doesn't help the situation.
In fact,
it
makes it worse.
Yeah.
Gets you in trouble.
It exactly gets you sent to your room. It does get you somewhere.
You're grounded.
It's not where you want to be.
So, like, it's the same for God. Like, if he's asked us to be patient and we go like, I don't want to. Why do I have to be patient? Why do I got to wait? What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, but I don't want to, Dad. You can't tell me what to do.
You know, like luckily he's such a loving father, a loving God. He will for sure just be like, all right. And I tell you what, it'll be like, all right, go ahead, do whatever, but it's going to go south.
You want to learn the hard way?
You know?
Yeah. You can like learn
it's
the gonna hard
go,
way.
It'll go wrong because it's not within him.
Mm-hmm.
You've instantly, it's the same as the prodigal son leaving the father and wanting the inheritance. Is he's not being patient and he's going, nah, see you later. Give me the inheritance. I want to blow it all off.
and not knowing what to do with it.
And what happens is he loses everything.
Big time.
But, you know, then the good thing about God is that when we come back, like in the the story of the prodigal son, the father being the depiction of the picture, that's not the word, of God, like runs to us with open arms and like depiction takes us in. Word. Is it the right word?
I feel like depiction is the right word.
I thought it was, but I don't know. Let's I just go can't depiction. Speak good sometimes.
I'd say like example.
Example?
Yeah. Yeah. Takes him in and parties. But you know what?
Like, let's party some more.
The one thing that one of the people who I find interesting is the other son in that. Because the other son is going, why are you celebrating?
He gets super annoyed and angry.
And really what I see there is like often we see someone who comes back and we see that they get all these giftings and whatever back. Mm-hmm. And then we look at where we're at and we go, what the heck?
That's
but God is like, come and join us.
That's our human side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thinking we've stuck it out. We should deserve more.
Yeah.
But God doesn't do that. We're all equally deserving of his love, affection, his forgiveness. But yeah, when we find someone who's not been patient and wasted it all, done some horrible, if not terrible things, and then is welcomed back, although we should welcome them with open arms, as God does, sometimes not as easy.
But that's all just our flesh.
That's like us. That's all exactly.
Our humanity and not actually what God has called us into.
Yep.
So like really what we should be striving to be like is be loving like the Father in that, you know? And that's why like it says to be like, and it's why we get tested and stuff, because it's all to get us to be more like Jesus. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's all to pull us into to being more like that. But patience sucks.
Patience does suck. I mean, another form of being tested I have down is by the devil.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which is worse than being tested by God.
Oh, it's rough. It's rough.
I can't personally.
More being tempted.
Yeah, it leads into temptation.
Yeah.
It's like Jesus.
Everybody has those
or Job.
Moments
or Job.
In their life.
Job's big.
All those things.
Yeah.
How
yeah,
we
yeah.
not talk about Job yet?
That
I don't know. Crazy.
And going back to like everything at our fingertips, like everything's there. The temptation's there. And that's the devil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, he has come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Hmm.
And he will use whatever means necessary to
play
that.
He plays dirty.
Oh.
That's what he does.
He's not about fair.
We just have to discern
mm-hmm.
is the bigger part of what's God, what's not.
Well, if it's going to help and improve you, God.
Yeah.
it's not always that cut and dry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The hard part is often he works in the grays.
Yeah. That's the gray bits.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it's not beneficial to you, then don't blame God because it's probably not him.
Mm.
Can I say, with the enemy, obviously he is very conniving. He tries to disguise himself as God in
manipulative
a lot of circumstances. I will say, like, I think the biggest one for that is when people are acting off feelings.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I know a lot of people sometimes, they're like, oh, this is not sitting right with me.
Yeah.
And it's like, yes, but are you sure that's God speaking to you? Or is that the enemy just making you uneasy?
Or is it just you?
And that's the hard part. You have to discern what that is.
I was going
to
say, the thing
it's prayer, man.
The thing that really does it for me is you pray about it. There's a certain feeling I know that I get when it's God. And it's not one that makes me uneasy. Like, I can still feel, like, unwell, but it's still, there's peace within it, if that makes sense. As soon as I know that there's not peace, even in a feeling that doesn't feel right, if there's peace in it, then I can be like, okay, God, that's you.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'll do is I'll make sure to revisit over and over and over again to make sure that it is actually him.
It's like a double, triple, quadruple check.
Yeah, because you don't want to get it wrong, because otherwise you end up going against what God wants you to do and going with what the enemy wants you to do, and you end up losing stuff out your life that you shouldn't have, or you end up, who knows? You might end up with, like, broken friendships, broken relationships, like, yeah. Loads. Any situation.
Well, I find if it's more of a heart feel, but again, if you feel a bit of that peace,
yep.
I find that that's probably God.
Yep.
The gut feel, or to the point of like puking.
Being physically ill, that's the enemy. Yeah, yeah, that's, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because God doesn't want you to puke.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I was going to say, the puking feeling, one of the worst feelings I've ever had. I'll say that I had it, and it wasn't that long ago. It was probably 3-4 months before the end of last year. And I went through some... I kind of became content with my circumstance and was like, hey, enemy, like, I haven't been tested in a while, and I'm not really scared of you. And then the next day, I felt unwell, and I've felt unwell for, like, months since.
Man, you loaded the gun, you just didn't pull the trigger.
I know.
You just gave him a loaded gun.
I literally put myself in the position, and the amount of stuff it caused, like, yeah, I brought it on myself. I understand that now. But it's like, just be smart about what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's wisdom in that.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, we're not to be exactly right. Like, we're not to have fear.
Yep.
Because, like, we got God on our side.
I was going to say, don't fear it.
But we are to be wise.
Yeah, don't be ignorant of it. Like, be aware of the fact that, yeah, we do have an enemy.
And he is out to get us. But like, that's he why does not care about you. He wants to destroy you.
Yeah, that's his only accomplishment.
You need to stay on top of it, if that makes sense. Like, you can't... That's why I'm saying, like, becoming content. I was just like, oh, yeah, I'm in a good spot now. Like, we're chilling. Like, I ain't scared of you. Like, come at me. Well, he came at me, and because I was content, didn't deal with it really well. So, whoops.
Hit hard.
Yeah.
You got to persevere.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I say persevere because I got it from a Bible verse that I found. It's from James.
Oh, yeah.
I love James.
Book of James, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So
James
good.
Has a lot on the topic of being tested.
It's basically all
it's all about being tested.
So... Definitely, if you're...
It's almost like it's a big part of our lives or something.
Yeah, crazy.
I love James.
So if you're definitely being tested...
James is the one for
you. Yeah, read James. But this specific one is chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him.
Big.
It is
I
big.
Love how it starts off with big. Blessed.
Like blessed. Is
blessed
the
is the one.
Yeah, which means you are blessed. You know,
if you're going through trials, you're blessed.
And that's why Paul says to rejoice in your trials.
Mm-hmm.
And to rejoice in
weird thought.
That.
Well, not a weird thought. It's just a weird thing. It's like, yeah, when things are going crap, be happy about it.
That's what he says.
Like, how?
Yeah.
You know, he says to
it's
to
easier
rejoice.
Said than done.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A lot of the stuff in the Bible is... easier said than done.
But yeah. God makes it sound like it's not that hard.
It's not that hard. Just,
just
be blessed.
Just be happy.
Just be happy.
Just be happy, man.
But like...
Don't worry.
And I've sort of preached on this before. Sometimes like it sounds like he's being so directive and it's easier said than done. But the problem is like that's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
Like there's no other way.
Plus it's better than... him saying it all complicated and you have no idea what's happening.
Yeah.
I would much rather it be easier said.
Like his way is just do it.
Just do it.
Get
just
it
in
done.
Tongues.
Just in tongues and you have no idea what's happening.
And
glad
like,
that he's
and
straightforward
that,
and direct.
That simplicity is just... That's just it. Like that's just how he operates.
I was going to say there's a lot of beauty in the simplicity of the gospel and the way that he wants us to live.
Also
you know
helps
what? It's challenging.
It helps with reducing miscommunication.
Yep. Oh,
it's
yeah.
like, no, this is what the Bible says. There's no ifs or whats.
Yeah.
This is it.
This is it.
It's kind of like
is what he's saying.
Like, it's so simple that it's the hardest thing. Yeah. And I can put it in terms that are relevant for me when I play Rocket League with Peter. The open net shots are the easiest ones, but they're the hardest ones.
Oh, easy goal.
You miss them. Well, like sport, like basketball, open layup, easiest shot. Oh. But they're the hardest game. One.
Becomes a mental game.
It's all up in the noggin.
It's all in the brain.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
So true. So true. I, you know, a lot of it, and I feel like the enemy often is attacking us mentally, is the bigger part.
Yeah.
The mental struggle.
I can imagine him just being like, wow, this is so easy, you should be able to do this. And then it's like, oh, it works.
I would say that, like, mental health, obviously, the more and more we become aware of it, the more and more people we realize actually have issues with it and struggle with it.
Yeah.
And like, I tell you what, I think that's the enemy going, look, this is what's working. Let me get at that.
Mm. But like, there is healing to come for that.
Oh, 100%.
Like, it's not of God.
Yeah.
You know? And he will heal those who need it.
Facts.
You know? He will. And I say that so, like, steadfast and, like, so truthfully because, and so full of faith because I know that that's how he operates.
Well, there's a couple of versions of that verse that say steadfast.
Yeah. Being steadfast is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think that I'm most of the time pretty steadfast in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But like speaking with wisdom, I don't want to say, oh, I'm steadfast at me.
But you don't want to challenge the devil to come get you.
Smarter than me. Yeah.
No, I've been tested. I know what it's like.
I was going to
say, although rejoice in it, I personally would rather not go through it.
Yeah, I was going to say the mental health stuff had breakthrough in myself. There is breakthrough there. It's not easy.
See, let me actually clarify. The testing itself is actually good because I see the fruits of it and I see the good things that came out from it. And that's the part of rejoicing in it is you rejoice in it because in the end you walk away going, wow, I got so much.
It's pruning.
Oh, yeah. It's getting rid of everything that's bad, getting rid of the old branches,
you prune
and
so
letting
that you
the new ones grow.
Bear better fruit later.
Absolutely. Yep. Have you ever seen someone like prune a tree and just see how the tree flourishes after?
No.
Madness. Like the tree looks all right and then they prune it a little bit and then
boom,
once down the track, it's ginormous. What the heck? This is the same tree?
It's magic.
Yeah. It's the same tree.
Mm.
But that's what God does. Like, he'll prune and it hurts because like it's removing branches. It's removing parts of our life that seem like they were so important, you know. And then we come out on top. We come out in understanding more, you know.
I was going to say, I feel like there's pruning in the sense of prune branches. It hurts, but then I feel like there's situations where other people are like roots in your life.
Mm.
And some people end up with those really close, like rooted things in their life.
Yeah.
And become separated. I feel like that's like the really, really hard things.
Yeah. When things get, well, often like, especially for, heart healing, which is an important thing to do. And to recognize that in our lives, we're not perfect, and there's stuff that needs healing in our heart as well as multiple other places. But in heart healing, one of the things is finding where the root is.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, often where an issue is, there is a root to it. More often than not, it's to do with the way that we perceive our relationship with our own mother and father and friends. Mm-hmm. Because they can affect the way that we view God.
Yep.
Like Jesus, Holy Spirit, the Father. Like, it actually skews our way of thinking that, unfortunately. But it's important that we recognize that that we see God for who he actually is.
Mm.
But I tell you what, in heart healing, like, you know, it's challenging.
Yeah.
Because you realize, like, there are things that, you know, you've been tested in or whatever that come up and you're just like, I didn't know that I was still dealing with this. You know? And it's like, I didn't know that that was still there. Especially when it's like, man, wasn't I... Because I know for me, whenever something comes up that I'm like, I'm already done with this, I was already through this, I get a little bit annoyed. I was like, wasn't I already here?
Yeah.
Like, what
yeah.
even is this? Yeah. But yeah, like, it's important that we remove those things that hold us back.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's a big part of testing as well, is like, a lot of it is, yeah, removing the stuff that we just don't need anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like going through your room and throwing out the stuff that you don't need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although stuff that even you've though outgrown. You have sentimental value to it.
Yeah, but you've outgrown it.
Yeah, I could use a bit of that.
What, cleaning your room?
No, my room's clean. It's just, there's probably some clothes in there that don't fit me no more. And
yeah. I have to do that as well. I have to go through all my stuff. Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah.
You know what? Same.
Mm. Oh, yeah, it's a little bit. It's a constant battle. Yeah. Random awkward silence.
Well, I mean,
I don't know if I have.
I mean, was there any more? Other like patients and tested by the enemy? Are like the only things I had jotted down.
I was gonna say, going about tests the right way.
Yeah.
So, obviously, in tests, it's very easy to get discouraged or feel defeated in it. When you're being tested, what are you doing to fight your way through that test?
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's in our, it would be our last one. I was talking about the amount of time that I was spending with God at the moment.
Yeah.
Is 100% an intentional effort to get through the test that I'm going through.
Yeah, that's like, there's a famous song called Surrounded that says, like, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. And like,
good song.
And then it goes on to say, this is how I fight my battles.
Yeah.
Because like, it's exactly right. That's how we fight our battles.
I was going
to
say, anything,
we have to surround ourselves.
Anything I'm fighting ever, I want God by my side fighting with me. 100%.
Yeah,
no questions asked.
Oh yeah. Why would you not want him?
Don't need no one else except him by my side. Just give me him. We're good. We'll get through it. Might take a while. We'll get there.
Mm. Absolutely. Because, like, it's no good otherwise.
Mm. Well, I know for me personally, when I went through my test of patience a couple of years ago, the way I kind of, quote unquote, got through it was by talking about it.
Mm.
Yep.
Which was through you guys. And... This has gone back to what we said last episode. I didn't do it to get sympathy or pity.
Yeah.
And you didn't. It's none of this, like, oh, I'm so sorry for you kind of thing. It's like, yeah, that sucks, man.
Yeah,
I was going to say, we really don't do that.
I think because I remember the conversations we had and you were just like, man, I can tell I just need to be patient. And I was like, yeah, it sucks, doesn't it? I was like, it's not good. I was like, but you got to do it.
I think my response was like, yeah, that's really hard, isn't it? Like,
cause I think I think I was just like, you got to do it though. Get over it.
I was like, yeah, it's horrible at the time, but you know.
Which is so harsh, but it's what you needed.
Yeah. Well, if you give pity, then it's like,
yeah, how are you supposed to grow from it? I don't want to be your pity party.
It's like putting a Band-Aid off a decapitated limb.
What?
Okay. I don't think decapitated limb is the right.
It doesn't severed work, limb? Right?
Severed limb is
severed
the
limb.
But
decapitated
that's okay.
Is.
Put it this way: if you have a massive gaping wound on you, you're not putting a small Band-Aid over it.
You need
a.
No, you need a big.
Up, though, is it?
You need a big bandage.
Oh.
But yeah, you got to grow through your tests.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to get challenges. Past your test by going to other people and getting them to be like, "Oh, I'm so sorry that you're going through that."
Mm. Yeah.
Because I wasn't as consistent with my prayer life at that time.
Yep.
So I wasn't as looking towards God in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So me venting out was how I quote unquote got through it.
Yeah. Even sometimes you're not going to God directly, like 100% God put us in your life.
Exactly.
You know, for that time.
I spoke to God through you, basically.
Yeah. Well, God spoke to you through us.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah.
It's probably the better way.
Yeah.
I was going to say that's like one of my favorite things with leading young people.
Yeah.
It's just being, having the opportunity to be that vessel to have God speak through me or into other young people's lives.
Mm. No, I love being able to show them how, like, that God doesn't just speak this in this audible way, but
exactly.
And he's real.
Yeah.
Yeah, young people don't realize, like, for sure, that they would think that they're not hearing God because they're not hearing a voice or they're not seeing anything. But it's the people in their life that God uses to speak to them.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's like one of the most beautiful moments when you see a young person and it clicks for them.
Oh, where they just start getting it.
And understanding you just go
what
like,
we're talking about.
Wow.
Yeah, because I feel like the rest of the time you say stuff and they're just like, you are a madman. Like, what do you want about?
It's like blank face. Like,
yeah.
Dead behind the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what
I don't
are
know
you,
if
what
I'm alone
about?
And thinking that. Like, sometimes in conversations, I just feel like they are just like, what?
Yeah. What are you?
What does that even
There's
mean?
There's a few that like that, but then eventually a conversation happens where it hits them and they're just like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. But like a lot of it comes down to them wanting to know more and questioning and trying to develop.
Oh, know. It's always a process, isn't it?
Mm. Absolutely.
It's growth.
It's a case of knowing that you're never going to know everything.
Which is going back to you're not perfect.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Oh, what a shock.
That is a surprise. Crazy. You're not perfect. Suck it up.
It's a little bit like you're not perfect. You're never really fully going to be.
Nope.
Not until you're in heaven with God.
And you'll never fully understand God.
But but all I got to say is just believe in him. Lean into him. Just get to know him more. Get in as close as you can to him. Join his yoke.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in Jesus. Because it says none can come to the Father except through him. So
I was going to say doing that, you're going to get more right than you do get wrong at that point.
Yeah. Like the trying to be perfect in your own strength, good luck. You're not getting there.
Not possible. Hunt for perfection is pointless.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. As much as how brutally honest that is. Too bad, so sad. Not going to get there. But yeah, you got to just... Your best way is just to pursue him.
Yep.
You know, and pursue of what he wants for you. You know?
It's one of the things that I think we like to say to each other is, I just want more of him, less of me.
Yeah,
through me. Like, if more people can see Jesus through me than me,
that's the one thing.
That's what I want.
I feel like I say that prayer often on Fridays before youth. I'm like, more of you, less of us.
No, you do say that a lot. Less of us. Before we go out.
Because I'm just like, I don't need it, but I just want these young people to know that it's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not about them. It's about him.
And you're not doing it for you either.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. I mean, no, definitely not. I'm doing it as a service for them.
But also service to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all in serving, you know. But yeah, that's such a big thing of like, less of me. Less of me.
I think it's one of my favorite sayings.
Less of me, more of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've covered quite a lot in terms of being tested.
I think so.
Yeah. I think we covered it in the most general way without delving into super details.
Yeah.
Stuff
yeah. Which we'll get into get later.
Line, yeah.
Yeah. Tune in later.
We have big things coming.
Big.
Love it.
Big.
Yeah.
Big.
But yeah, we'll probably wrap it up there.
Yeah.
quick little prayer.
Quick little prayer? Yeah, yeah, I'll pray.
Yeah.
Let's close our eyes.
Bow your heads.
Just bow your heads. bow your eyes, close your heads. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah. I love that.
They were the best ones.
Oh, man.
Alrighty. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that we can come here and you've given us this opportunity to share what's on our hearts and that we can share what the experiences that we've had, that we can help others in similar situations or being tested in patience and anything else that may be for their situation. I just pray that they can look towards you in a time of need and in any time of being tested in your heavenly name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Go follow all the socials, all of that good stuff.
Let's go.
Yeah, baby.
We appreciate you guys listening every week. Yeah. It's amazing.
Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.